Our next case this morning is number 05-4749, Globe Building against the RDI Group Incorporated. Mr. Barrett.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court and counsel. I represent RDI Group, the appellant in this case. This is an appeal of a ruling of the district court, which affirmed a ruling of the bankruptcy court. In this appeal, RDI contends that the district court made three errors. First, it held that the value provided in the course of an existing contractual relationship was not new value within the meaning of the bankruptcy code, in particular in the meaning of Section 547A2 of the bankruptcy code. The district court and the bankruptcy court below it imposed a requirement on new value that is not in the statute.
Mr. Barrett, it seems to me that the pivotal issue here is whether the thing being sold was a unitary thing, an equipment line, if you will, that had component parts, of course, or whether this was a sale for lots of different things. And your brief breaks it down into lots of different things, but neither the bankruptcy judge nor the district court, on review of the bankruptcy judge, saw it that way. And, of course, almost everything has component parts that you could talk about. You could buy a car with no tires on it and go out and buy the tires if you happen to like a particular type of tire, but it's still, we all think of a car with the tires as one unit. So, yes, you can break this equipment line down, but it looks like it's just a contract to sell the line, and you'd gotten some payments, but then came along this November 2 payment.
Your Honor, unlike the car, you buy the car as a completed entire unit. This was an equipment line that was installed in components.
But why does that make a difference? Because it seems to me lots of things you might buy in components. You might buy a stereo system for your house, and they come in and install all the different parts of it, but it's a single sale.
It makes a difference for this reason. Had we not received this payment, we would have had no obligation under the law to complete performance of this item. We received the payment. It's the 9th out of 10 progress payments, and on that payment, subsequent to it, we complete performance.
But the bankruptcy judge finds, this is on page 19 of the appendix, which is page 4 of the bankruptcy judge's opinion, he says the record is devoid of any evidence which indicates that RDI ever altered its production schedule, threatened to alter its delivery schedule, or otherwise threatened any action against Globe for the slight deviations it made from the original payment schedule. In other words, RDA never thought Globe was in default.
Your Honor, it is true when this payment came in, the payment at issue, at that point Globe was not in default. However, had the payment not been made, RDI would not have been obligated to complete the product.
That's true for all. I mean, any bankruptcy means that very often that there are debts out there that haven't been paid, that there are contracts, and the creditor winds up in line with the rest of the creditors for whatever piece of the action it can get, right?
But that's true as a bankruptcy principle, but here we have a specific definition of new value. New value means goods or money or goods or services in money's worth.
Clearly, but there were no goods identified to October or November or December or June, or it wasn't like, you know, a certain amount got delivered every month, like you had some sort of...
Well, Your Honor, I believe the record is clear in the stipulation that, in fact, it's quite identified what was delivered over a period of time.
Well, that's, in fact, what was delivered and what you were holding at Globe's request. But I'm just saying this was not a contract, you know, to buy 1,000 pounds of this each month or to buy some installment, you know, amounts each month.
Your Honor, it's true it's not that type of contract. If I can step back, I think what the error below is that they imposed into the definition of new value the word new a second time. New value is defined as money or money's worth in goods or services. My client receives a payment in the preference period. When you receive a payment, you don't hold a meeting saying, we got paid, what do we do? You go ahead and complete performance is what happened here. We completed performance. We spent $700,000 in machining. We delivered the completed unit. It's in the facts that the unit that we delivered was complete. Had we not received that payment, we would not have been obligated to go forward with this contract and deliver even one additional screw. And I think that the new value is meant to protect the supplier like RDI, which receives the payment and then justifiably, and you would expect, goes forward and completes its performance. I think a consequence of what the court did is it severed our obligation to perform, which is deliver the machinery, from Globe's obligation to pay. And that's when it says this is a indivisible contract. You're selling the entire unit. You contracted that way. That's not the way the law works when a contract is set like this. If you don't receive a progress payment, you are not entitled, obligated to complete performance. In fact, the law does make this, at least where there's a breach by the buyer, a divisible contract. The seller can terminate performance.
But you had already, as of October, received payments that covered your costs. Not your profit, of course, but your costs.
Well, I appreciate that, but I believe the test under the statute is whether or not, subsequent to this payment, we provided additional goods or money or money's worth in goods and services.
But what was new? I just don't understand, actually, what was new about that. It was a pre-existing obligation. They'd already paid you for it. Yes, it was one more payment. A lot of their payment obligation was loaded up front, actually.
Well, it was new in the sense that they didn't have it previously. And again, for example, if RDI had
had... But if they'd already paid for it, it wasn't new.
Well, they had only paid 80%, or with this payment, 90% of the contract. They hadn't completed payment under the contract.
Nor was it due yet, as of November.
No, it wasn't due. That's correct. I'm sorry. It would have been due upon completion of the contract and turning on the machinery, which, of course, never happened because Globe failed.
What were the components that Globe asked to be retained?
There were certain – the reason Globe asked to retain certain components is that Globe had a separate consultant on site who was assembling this machinery as it came into the factory. And in fact, they had built an addition to the factory to accommodate this additional machinery. It's in the record, and we're not sure exactly why, but that consultant asked RDI to keep some of the components until they were ready to move them into place in the new factory.
But they were not part of the auction, were they?
That's true. Those components were not part of the auction.
Why?
It was not asked by Globe. Didn't ask for the components, and RDI didn't tender them.
They're $900,000 worth of it.
Well, that's true. They at the invoice, at the allocated price, they're worth that much. What was auctioned off was what RDI had, in fact, completed, and then what was in-house that the trustee could sell. And it brings me to two other points.
So why didn't the trustee try to recover that from you if it was identified to Globe? Maybe you're coming out ahead.
Well, Your Honor, certainly we didn't come out ahead, and I don't know why the trustee didn't take the position that it was entitled to those components. The fact is it didn't. It did sell what it had in-house. What it had in-house, it sold for $825,000. One of the mistakes that was made below is the court looked at that $825,000 compared to all the payments RDI had received over the life of the contract and said RDI is ahead. The test in the statute, though, is what portion of that $825,000 can be applied to the particular payment that the trustee is seeking to disgorge, not all the payments made over time. The record... I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Well, I have a question. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's one of the purposes of this is to encourage that the businesses deal with troubled businesses to keep them going. You all didn't discover the bankruptcy until they announced it about 9 days or 10 days before the 90 days ran. Was there other indication that this business was in trouble, they were in a hurry, that this you were doing basically a favor to keep them in business?
It is in the record that Globe was urging RDI's completion of this work and to get it done on time. It's also in the record that Globe had hoped that this new product line would be its business salvation. There's nothing in the record to say that it was a fear or an expectation of bankruptcy that was driving the parties and what they were doing.
If this $400,000 or whatever hadn't been paid on November 2nd, it had been paid before that, but that one was not done, and your company had said, okay, the only way we're going to get our money back is to finish this, so we went ahead and do it. Would that be a distinction of new value versus what you have now?
Well, if I understand the question, if $400,000...
You went ahead and did a lot that you didn't have to do. You said you could have quit if you didn't get the money. If you didn't get the money and went ahead, would that make a distinction between what's new value?
Well, I think, of course, in that case, if he hadn't received the money, there wouldn't have been the preference claim. But I...
No, I should have said it better. You got $400,000, but let's say it was late, and you still you know, let's say it was the previous month's payment that should have gotten there, and they're a month late.
I don't believe it would make a difference. I think there's really two parts of the test. Was there new value? Was there goods delivered? Yes, there was. The second part was, what was the extent to which that new value replenished the debtor? And this is where there was the second issue, is the courts below found that, Globe was never able to use this because of its business failure, therefore it didn't really provide any value to it. And I think the test there is not what ultimate value is achieved by a Chapter 7 trustee in a liquidation, but what was the value at the time it was delivered. At the time it was delivered, Globe was expecting it, it had ordered it, and it was urging its completion and delivery. And we do cite several cases in our brief where courts have found in these facts, or in one case in holding, one case in dicta, that the value, that the seller is not charged with the debtor's or the trustee's failure to make use of the item in the manner intended. I see my time is up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. We'll hear now from Mr. Roberts.
May it please the court. Good morning. My name is Peter Roberts, and I represent the bankruptcy trustee of Globe. As both parties acknowledge, this appeal revolves entirely around the subsequent new value defense to a preference action under 547C4 of the Bankruptcy Code. Under that statute, a bankruptcy trustee may not avoid an otherwise preferential transfer to a creditor to the extent that the creditor subsequently gives unpaid new value to the debtor.
Is it your position that a pre-existing obligation can absolutely never, as a matter of law, give rise to a finding of new value?
Yes, it is, Your Honor. That the concept.
The idea is somehow that it's just sort of a swap. You know, there's an obligation on one side and something on the other side, and you can just, and it's an even exchange.
Our position, as I think was the position of the bankruptcy court, is that that is the new and new value, and that new value takes into account standard contract considerations, such as the notion that the performance of a pre-existing duty can't serve as consideration for a separate contract, nor can the performance of a pre-existing duty constitute new value.
So you're taking the ideas from the law of contract, of consideration, prior consideration, and importing it over into this new value term?
Yes, Your Honor. That is one of the positions we're taking, which I think is consistent with the bankruptcy court's ultimate inquiry, which is what was new about this value. That what RDI is trying to do is trying to ignore the word new as it appears in new value. The way the bankruptcy court put it, the subsequent new value defense doesn't hinge on giving value. The value given must be new. And it inquired as to what was new about what RDI gave to Globe after the preference payment. And it decided that RDI only did what it was contractually obligated to do.
So new doesn't really mean new. New means something more like above what you had to do before. Sort of, it's almost a marginal value concept. If you go above what was otherwise due, then you've added to the estate of the now bankrupt firm, and so you get to take that part back.
I think that's right, Your Honor, because I think the two policy considerations underlying the subsequent new value rule are, number one, Congress wanted to encourage creditors to work with troubled companies by giving them the benefit of new value or new credit. And second, to the extent that a creditor had replenished a bankruptcy estate, it ought to get credit for that replenishment to set off against its preference liability.
And but again, this word replenish, I mean, suppose a creditor just had, say, $100,000 line of credit with somebody and they had that. And then the creditor says, well, you know, things are going fine, we'll give you $120,000. If that was within the preference period, I take it the $20,000 extra could be retained if the eventual bankrupt company made a payment.
If that extra bit of $20,000,
the extra $20,000
I think could be applied to the preference
liability. The 100, though, would not be if during the preference period the bankrupt company made a payment of a full $120,000, then $100,000 of it could be recouped as a preference, but the 20 could be retained by the creditor.
I think that's right, that's although there is an added element here, Your Honor, which was touched on by the court's earlier questions, which is that in this situation, even taking the November preference payment out of the mix, prior to that time, RDI had been paid 80% of the purchase price. In exchange, when all was said and done, Globe only received 78% of the components to this equipment line. So when you boil it all down, at the end of the day, whatever value Globe received, which is the point of view that's taken in a subsequent new value analysis, it had already paid for, separate and apart from the November payment.
Where does the 78% come from? I thought they at least substantially, if not essentially, finished the product. I thought it was all delivered other than what was retained by Globe's request.
And that's the rub, Your Honor, is that 22% of the equipment line was retained by RDI. It was never delivered to Globe.
Well, that's because Globe said not to.
That's correct.
Well, why is that some sort of a punishment?
Because it was never...
It. Why couldn't you get it?
Why couldn't they?
Yeah.
Because by the time of... number one, I don't think they were ever in a position where they were able to install it.
Well, no, wait a minute. A component could have been installed. The engineer held it up. He said, don't deliver it. I'm not ready yet.
And my understanding is that the premises within which they were going to install it wasn't set up to take it either.
What? Wasn't set up to what?
Well, hadn't been completed in order to fit the last parts of the installation.
Well, would you address the hypothetical that I gave? Suppose that they were a month late on payment. And that $400,000 was really the previous month that should have been done, and they would have owed more. And it was within the 90 days. If they said, okay, the only way we're going to get our money back is to finish this thing, we're going to get it out, because I know you need it to Globe, and then Globe would still be wondering within 90 days. Would that late payment still be a preference? You understand the hypothetical?
I think I do, but it would be helpful for me to clarify.
That they paid on November 2nd as being timely.
Correct.
It was a month late, and they still owe that $400,000 as well as the 10% at the end. But they decided to go ahead and finish this because it's the only way they're going to get their money back. Good money after bad, sort of, because Globe said, well, if we just get this product, we'll be able to deliver whatever the order is. And then they go bankrupt. Would that have been a preference? Even though it was a late
payment. If I understand your hypothetical, Judge, the payment is never actually made, or it's made late?
It's made late. The $400,000 that we're dealing with now would not have been paid, and the $400,000 that was paid on November 2nd, but within the 90 days, was just a late payment.
Well, I think they're in that scenario, two things in response. Number one, if that had happened and RDI did accommodate Globe by completing the construction, then I think that that would be new value to Globe, certainly.
Okay,
and then the question is whether or not it's unpaid new value to Globe. So you get over the first hump that in your situation there is an accommodation made to Globe to encourage it to keep staying in business, for which...
They went beyond the contract and gave them new value.
Correct. They went above and beyond the contract. And then the secondary analysis is whether or not they were paid for that new value, which, when you boil it all down, Judge, is the same analysis. At the end of the day, you have to look at...
They were paid less, $400,000 less than they were paid under this circumstance, because that was a late payment.
But...
I'm trying to make this distinction because I'm trying to look at new value and what they keep going. And hypothetically, if they said, we're going to go bankrupt, we've got to have this, and they say, well, if you're going to go bankrupt, we should close up, but we're going to go ahead, let you finish to keep you out of bankruptcy. Would that have been new value under the same facts?
Yes, it would be.
If they had known that they were going to go bankrupt, then they went ahead.
And they accommodated Globe. That would be new value. And then the second question is what they received for...
Well, yeah, you said 78%. That's because whatever Globe told them to keep. But I still don't know why you couldn't get that. But.
Well, I think it's an important distinction to make, Judge, because the whole subsequent new value defense is premised upon what the bankruptcy estate received.
Completed product.
And whether or not it was replenished by the creditor. And the reason why there's a requirement that the new value stay unpaid is that to the extent that the creditor has already been paid for the new value, it really hasn't replenished the estate.
Would the auction value have been higher had you had those components that were held back?
Probably not, because at the time of the auction, Globe wasn't operating.
But
it probably would have been higher, certainly to the extent of the component parts and their relative value at auction. It would have, whether or not as a completed item, it would have generated value significantly in excess of $850,000 would be speculative on my part. Unless there are any further questions, let me just conclude by emphasizing the core reasons why the lower courts found that RDI couldn't sustain its burden of proving a subsequent new value defense. RDI merely complied with its pre-existing contractual duties, therefore it didn't provide anything new. And in any event, Globe received no net material benefit from the equipment line components it received. I see the red light is on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Barrett, your time had expired, so the case will be taken under advisement. Our thanks to both counsel.